we want to go to Braamfontein now, where Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo reading out a statement. Remember, Jacob Zuma absconding from that meeting, leaving that Zondo Commission of Inquiry without receiving express permission from the Deputy Chief Justice. It seems as if the Raymond Zondo building up to some form of censure for the former president. Let's dip in and listen.
Legal team had made it clear that as long as the summons stood, it was binding and it was not up to him to excuse himself. Nevertheless, Mr. Zuma did excuse himself. His conduct may send a message to all other witnesses who might not be comfortable to come and answer questions in this commission, that it is the right thing to do for a witness who has been summoned to decide to excuse himself, and that witnesses who have been summoned can come and go as they please before the commission. If that were to happen, this commission would not be able to operate. It is therefore quite important for the proper functioning of this commission that Mr. Zuma's conduct be dealt with in the manner in which our law provides it should be dealt with. This commission is very clear about what should happen arising out of the events of Thursday. And it remains determined to carry out its functions in accordance with the law and the Constitution. Given the seriousness of Mr. Zuma's conduct and the impact that his conduct may have on the work of the Commission, and the need to ensure that we give effect to the constitutional provisions that everyone is equal before the law, I have decided to request the Secretary of the Commission to lay a criminal complaint with the South African police against Mr. Zuma so that the police can investigate his conduct. And in this regard, the Secretary would make available to the police all information relevant, as well as make information available to the National Prosecuting Authority. Most of the evidence is available because the proceedings of this commission were live on television. And exactly what happened from the time I began to deliver my ruling.
Some breaking news happening there. Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo laying a criminal charge against former President Jacob Zuma. Remember last week, Zuma appearing before the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. His lawyer first bringing an application for Zondo to recuse himself from that cross-examination of Jacob Zuma, that application being turned down. The proceedings was then supposed to continue, Jacob Zuma and his legal team leading a walkout. The Deputy Chief Justice now saying that criminal charges should be investigated against Jacob Zuma. Just getting some reaction live now. Professor Richard Cullen joins me now. Really, really strong statements from Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, saying that Zuma's conduct may, possibly does send a message to other witnesses who may testify that they can do the same thing and do as they please. Your thoughts on his ongoing statement now, Richard?
Yeah, thanks. I think it's a tremendously interesting decision because a lot of people might have thought that he would be tactical and say that this will simply play into Mr. Zuma's hands by victimizing him. And no doubt Mr. Zuma will try and make it appear that he is being hounded by the establishment, as he would put it. However, I think the bigger point is the point you just made, which is that the Commission and Justice Zondo have clearly taken the view that they have to take a stand on a matter of principle. And that matter of principle is that nobody is above the law, and that former presidents in particular should be even more cautious and careful to respect the law and not show that they are above it. So it's a very important moment.
The Deputy Chief Justice choosing to lay a complaint with the South African Police Service to investigate, is it not within the authority and the power given by the Commissions Act to the Deputy Chief Justice that he could issue himself a warrant for the former president? Richard, are you there?
I'm sorry, yes, my line has become a little bad. I don't know if you can still hear me.
I can still hear you. I'll just reframe that. Is there not power that is given to Raymond Zondo within the Commissions Act, giving him the power to maybe issue a warrant for the former president, or is he also being tactical, asking the police to investigate first?
Well, this was the second choice. The first choice was to whether to let the matter ride or to take a stand. He's taken a stand. The next question was whether he would use his powers under the Commissions Act to enforce the summons, or to rather put the responsibility at the door of the police. And he's gone for the latter option. I think it's a tactical choice because it then places the burden of responsibility upon the criminal justice system as opposed to the Commission, and therefore reduces the prospect of Mr. Zuma saying that the Commission is hounding him and playing the victim card, as he so likes to do.
Just reading up a lot last week, I know it's separate countries, separate political matters, but I think there's a silver thread between them, in that if we look at the ongoing Donald Trump trying to invalidate the election results in the United States, lawyers have been stepping aside, saying that based on the legal ethics to the profession, they cannot go with a case which they feel is bogus, that they have to, in terms of their legal ethics, have to step aside because they can see these cases are going nowhere. Do you think there should be a similar line drawn between lawyers of Jacob Zuma, whether it be his criminal trial, whether it be matters of this commission of inquiry, ongoing Stalingrad strategies of trying to postpone, withdraw, elongate these proceedings, and maybe South African lawyers representing Jacob Zuma or anyone alleged or with malfeasance should also take an ethical step and say, we can see this case isn't going anywhere, noting that law must take its course and everyone has the right to representation, but also in terms of the clear tactics that Jacob Zuma is employing, that maybe it's time for his lawyers also to have a second look at this.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion amongst lawyers and amongst commentators and amongst probably the public as well as to this question of whether Mr. Zuma's lawyers have overstepped an ethical line, a professional ethical line. It's a very subtle question. I think it's probably wise at this point not to be too specific about the individual lawyer's concern, but to deal with the issue of principle. And you're absolutely right, there is a line there, and lawyers can overstep it. They can become, like journalists, embedded too close to their client and too aligned with the client's interests. That can indeed happen. But the short point is that if the instructions from the client are lawful, however devious, for example, the Stalingrad tactic, if Mr. Zuma's instructions are, I just don't want to give evidence, find a legal way for me to avoid appearing in front of the commission, however unsavory that may appear to the public, that's a legitimate legal strategy, and his lawyers are entitled to pursue it. If, however, the instructions say, in effect, help me break the law, then that's a very different question. At that point, a lawyer should say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And particularly for advocates, advocates are officers of the court. They swear an oath of loyalty to the law and to the court when they become advocates, and they have to respect that. And I think the other aspect in terms of what happened on not last week with the walkout, the second strand of what advocate Sikakani put before the commission was that he was going to lay a complaint at the Judicial Service Commission against the Deputy Chief Justice. That seemed to me an absolutely outrageous proposition, absolutely without any basis whatsoever. And I think if that was, in fact, the instruction given by Mr. Zuma, then I think there's a strong case that the lawyers, the advocates concerned, should have walked away from it. They should say, I'm sorry, there's no legal basis for such a complaint. You're simply trying to discredit the commission, undermine the rule of law, and we can't be part of that.
Richard Cullen, political analyst, professor of law, thanks so much for joining us. As we have breaking news on the show, the Zondo Commission of Inquiry announcing that it would lay a criminal complaint against former President Jacob Zuma last week, walking out of the commission after being subpoenaed. The Deputy Chief Justice, Raymond Zondo, says this sends a really bad message to others who are supposed to testify that they can do the same and come and go as they please before they come to the commission to give evidence on state capture and corruption. And the Deputy Chief Justice saying that that if that happens, the commission will not be able to operate. Just getting some of your reaction on the WhatsApp line. I think it's Ivan says, all I can say is yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Mr. Zondo. Another message saying, at last, the judiciary taking a stand and showing leadership. There's hope in South Africa to embrace accountability. That's great news, says Adrian from Simonstown, the Deputy Chief Justice, announcing just a short while ago that criminal charges will be at least laid with the South African police. It's then up to the police to investigate. If they find that they have a strong enough docket, they must then hand that over to the National Prosecuting Authority, who will then decide whether there is enough evidence to continue with the case. But as the Deputy Chief Justice said, this all happened live on television. We saw that after losing that application for the Deputy Chief Justice to recuse himself, the legal team of Jacob Zuma walking out. And this is, as we remember, Jacob Zuma was subpoenaed to appear before the committee. He can, of course, during the course, say that he wouldn't want to answer the question out of fear of, or out of to safeguard himself, and would not want to answer a question out of fear of that evidence may be used against him later. But completely walking out. Breaking developments happening right here live.